Number one on our daytime top 20 on Life 100.3, Casting Crowns, Love Moved First. Let's find out how they get together and how they write these songs. Joining us this morning is lead guitar player Juwan DeVivo. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Juwan, once again, Casting Crowns, the top of the charts. I think I sent you a picture of our top 20 daytime chart that you would appreciate. Thanks for all you do for Christian radio.
Yeah, I mean, you showed me that on the picture you guys have, that Love Moved First was number one, so appreciate that. I feel like we're partners with you guys, too, in ministry. I don't know how you feel about, you know, I just feel like we're together in this. We play, you know, we make the music, and then you guys share it with people who sometimes otherwise would never get that. So thank you for doing that, first of all. But with writing, Mark's still a youth pastor. He still works at the church. And through ministry, he sees some kind of God brings him situations and things that he needs to talk about. It's usually things that he talks about. So that'll start off, and we go to the same church, and I work with the youth ministry. So I'll hear him do a Bible study, and then we'll do some concerts, and he'll say it from stage. And then after a while, and you hear, you're like, yeah, that's a song coming up. So Mark writes all the words to it. And then when it comes time to put things together, he's really good with weaving words and melody together, and we kind of just complement what's already there. Plus, the other thing is it's always the messages first. We don't want to try to, we don't do a lot of experimentation. It kind of flows together. He goes, here's the song, and we go, okay, this is what it sounds like, it's sounding like this, and we'll bang that out together all at the same time, and we want the words to be on top of the music. We want the music to be good, I'm proud of everything we've done, but at the same time, we want to keep first things first. We know why God is putting this out front is because there's a message that people need, and it's always been the gospel. No matter what the title is on the song, there's always scripture in it, and it's always. I feel like everything. I feel like you could show people the love of God, the love of Christ, and the gospel. You could take any crown song and use that for your testimony. However you want to share that with somebody else, they'll know more about God. They'll at least have encountered Christ through that. And that's what I'm most proud of.
Wow, it sounds really organic. Like it just, all the songs grow out of what you guys are already doing in ministry.
Yeah. Mark has things that he's saying. He writes stuff down. He has lyrics. And then usually it's a season, kind of like spring, where he'll go, okay, I'm going to go write now. And he just takes all the things that he has and puts them together. And there's this time of prayer for the rest of the band, just goes, Lord, bless these songs. And there's other guys too, like Bernie Herms, who is Natalie Grant's husband. They write really well together. Matthew West, who also wrote Nobody, has co-written with Mark before. And he'll say this too, is he's not a song machine. He'll do like 10 songs, and then we come to the studio and we don't have anything to throw away. It's just these 10 songs, and we hope that's the one. We pray that's what God wants people to hear at that time. So that's how it happens.
And that's the other cool thing about writing songs and the songs that really affect us is that we know we're connecting with you because you're writing from this real genuine place.
Yeah, that's really cool too, that you guys get to hear that too. I'm glad you guys, I hope you get encouraged by, like I said, I feel like we're partners, and whenever you guys play those songs, that you're part of that. You get to encourage. You guys are like kind of a home base that people return to, or something they turn on when they're going to work. And so I'm really glad that you guys do that. And I appreciate that too. Thanks for that compliment. It's important. I mean, I don't know if we'd be able to write songs if we weren't somehow being fed to, because eventually you get empty, you know, and when you write an empty song, then people pick up on that. I think it's souls connecting, I think what you're saying is like when you write a song that's coming from your soul and somebody else identifies with that, because we're human and God's love reaches all of us in the same way, different words, but it means the same thing to us. I think that's how we connect. That's what's really cool about this time too, is we're still able to connect through songs, even though we're not, like you said, we're distant. So it's cool to have that connection still.
Juan DeVivo is the lead guitar player for Casting Crowns. We've been talking about Love Moved First, number one on our daytime top 20. Thanks, Juan. Anything else you want to add?
I have to take this opportunity to just thank all the, you know, the doctors and nurses. We got a lot of friends of ours that are the doctors and nurses, and we're praying for the scientists too at night. I pray with my kids. I pray for the scientists that are trying to come up with a cure, and everybody who's taking care of people. I just want them to know. I want my kids to be aware every night that they are experiencing that every day. The nurses and the doctors, they're watching it happen in front of them, whereas we're just reading the news. So there's a special toll that takes on their heart. So I'm hoping, again, if it's our music that helps people get through that, that's great. That's fantastic. Even if it isn't our music, as long as God is present in their mind, then that's fantastic. That's what I want.
Thanks, Juan.